Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, guys? Week number 16, review of the fourth phase. As you can probably tell from the shortness of the episode, I decided to go for the all-out blitz, or the all-out blitz. Few stumbles and trips, but I got through it. it was interesting doing all 16 games at the same time. So, yeah. But nonetheless, interesting week of football. Starting with the Thursday game with the Saints and the Rams, there were a lot of these games this week. It seemed like these were fairly easy picks, but then they were really nail biting. Towards the end, some didn't go my way, some did, and everything. Like, were Philly really going to screw around, lose that game to the Giants last night? Obviously, I picked the 49ers, and I got that one way wrong, as the Ravens kind of dominated that one from the outset. New England beating Denver, it's like, okay, Denver, I guess we're done here for the season because you're not catching anybody else in the AFC at this point. The Cowboys, once again, can't figure out how to win a football game on the road. Jacksonville just keeps losing opportunities to walk away from Houston in this division. They've lost, what, four straight? Something like that. It's been insane what's going on there. Meanwhile, the Texans keep losing and letting them stay. It's just the opportunities there, and the NFC South and the AFC South are pretty much the same division. It's just that we've got better football teams in the AFC South, at least. But interesting way that things are setting up now. Green Bay was almost going to lose to Carolina on Sunday. The Jets were up huge. They scored 17 points in the first 5 minutes and yet needed a field goal at the end of the game to still hold off the Commanders. The Bears looked like they were about to blow a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter for the fourth time this season, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it was just a crazy, crazy week of games. The Saturday games, Cincinnati got their doors blown off by the Steelers. They haven't won a game in their division yet. That's bananas. And somehow they're still, like, on the fringe of making the playoffs. Buffalo almost blew the game late against the Chargers. I mean, some of it was just down to the wire, nail-biting stuff, and, I don't know. It's late season football. I don't know if it was the holiday weekend. Everybody was distracted or something like that. But it was a pretty crazy week that, for the most part, went the way that it should have as far as the picks are concerned. And I don't know what it is about Mondays this season, but Mondays, like, if you're the favorite on a Monday, you are absolutely screwed, because we had three games on Christmas Day yesterday on Monday. And the favorite lost two of them. The Kansas City got smacked around by the Raiders in their own building. Philly almost lost to the Giants. I mean, they really had to score a touchdown late to kind of pull away from the Giants. And even then, the Giants still had a shot with a Hail Mary at the end of the football game. And the 49ers were favored over the Ravens and lost 33-19 last night. So I don't know. And I know that as soon as I flip the script, and the funny thing is, there is no Monday night game. Every game is over on Sunday. And I think actually we're done with Monday nights, because there's not going to be a Monday night game in week 18 either. So, yeah. So at least hopefully that's over with. But, then Denver being Denver and having a Denver type season with the, losing to a 3-11 team at home as well. So, crazy, crazy week of football. So, let's go ahead and it was a good weekend. It really was. I had a great time in spending the holiday with the family. But we'll be back to normal next week with the regular previews and reviews. More importantly, we'll be able to do the deep dive reactions and things like that. So, yeah. So let's go ahead and dive right in, and we will get into the all-out blitz for week number 16. Welcome to the fourth phase, presented by Bears Talk Underground and Sports Drink Media. And now, your host, Larry D. All right, let's see if I have the lungs for all 16 games here. Week 16, all-out blitz. We begin on Thursday night, Saints at the Rams. The Rams basically blew the doors off the Saints for the first three quarters, and they were able to hold off a late New Orleans surge to hang on to the win, 30-22. Saturday early game, Cincy at Pittsburgh. Mason Rudolph hit George Pickens for an 86-yard touchdown on the first play of the game, and the Steelers never looked back. With the loss, the Bengals are 0-5 in the AFC North and outside the playoffs again, 34-11. Buffalo at the Chargers late game on Saturday. The Bills almost had one of their annual inexcusable losses to the Chargers on Saturday, but Josh Allen got his team in position, and Tyler Bass brought it home as the Bills win again, 24-22. Now we're on Sunday, Indy at Atlanta. Tyler Heinicke retook the reins of the offense for the Falcons, and all he did was lead the offense to 29 points and over 400 yards of offense in a 29-10 win over the Colts. Seattle at Tennessee. For three quarters, the Seahawks couldn't get anything going on offense, but Geno Smith's TD pass to Kobe Parkinson capped off a 14-point fourth quarter and rallied Seattle past the Titans, 20-17. Minnesota at home hosting Detroit. Nick Mullins threw for over 400 yards and two touchdowns on Sunday, but it was his four interceptions that went against him as the Lions win their first division title since 93 and their first ever NFC North championship, 30-24. Washington at the Jets. What started as a 27-7 Jets lead was a 28-27 Commanders lead late in the fourth quarter, but Greg Zuerlein hit a 54-yard field goal as time expired to hold off the Commanders, 30-28. Green Bay at Carolina. Despite a season-high 312 yards from Bryce Young and a fourth-quarter rally from the Panthers, it was Jordan Love and the Packers who came out on top when Anders Carlson hit a 32-yard field goal for the 33-30 win. Cleveland at Houston. Joe Flacco threw for 368 yards and three touchdowns against the Texans, but 265 and two touchdowns of that went to the self-declared unguardable Amari Cooper, and the Browns get to 10-5 with their 36-22 win over Houston. Jacksonville at Tampa Bay. After Thanksgiving, the Jaguars were 8-3 and fighting for the number one seed in the AFC. A month later, the Jags have lost four straight and falling apart against the surging Buccaneers, 30-12. Dallas at Miami. Each team played its part on Sunday. The Cowboys struggled on the road in Miami, and Miami struggled against the winning team. But kicker Jason Sanders hit five field goals, including the game winner, 22-20 for Miami. Arizona at Chicago. For the fourth time this season, the Bears took a double-digit lead into the fourth quarter, but thankfully they were playing the 3-11 Cardinals, so they did not blow the lead for the fourth time in a 27-16 win over Arizona. Sunday Night Football, New England at Denver. The Patriots went on a 23-0 run after giving up an early first-quarter touchdown to the Broncos, and despite Denver tying the game late at 23 in the fourth, New England kicker Chad Ryland hits a 56-yarder to get the Patriots a 26-23 win they might regret come draft day. Vegas at Kansas City, the Christmas early game. The Chiefs continue to stumble as two Raider defensive touchdowns in 7 seconds were enough to push Vegas past the Chiefs 20-14 in Arrowhead. Giants at Eagles, the afternoon game on Monday. The Eagles had lost three straight and were working on a fourth by letting the Giants stick around for way too long. But Jalen Hurts and company got it done and snapped the streak, 30-25 over the Giants. And finally, the late game, the Monday nighter, Brock Purdy threw four interceptions, got sacked twice, and knocked out of the game. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson accounted for nearly 300 yards and two touchdowns as the Ravens earned the best record in the league with a 33-19 win over the 49ers. Oh, there we go. I did it. So there it is, all 16 of the Week 16 matchups in the all-out blitz. And I was looking at the Week 17 schedule just a few moments ago, and yeah, that's definitely one that I'm going to want to deep dive into, especially with the season wrapping up and everything. So yeah, so thanks for being cool with me punting on Week 16. We'll do all the deep dives and everything for Week 17 and 18 and everything else that's coming up ahead. So that's going to do it, guys, for the Week 16 review episode of the Fourth Phase. Come back on Thursday when we will preview proper week number 17, the various matchups that are up ahead. I don't know. We may stick with four. I was looking that we might have five or six pick six games in this one. We'll have to wait and see. So come back on Thursday for that. And until then, my name is Larry D, and this has been the Fourth Phase. We will see you next time.